McConnell remains silent on Biden's speech attacking MAGA movement. By Nick Gilbertson on September 6, 2022. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, remains silent regarding President Joe Biden's speech that labeled MAGA Republicans a threat to America. 5 days after the speech, McConnell has not publicly remarked on Biden's rhetoric. His office did not respond to several requests for comment from Breitbart News that spanned several days. Biden gave the remarks on Thursday outside of a red-lit Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and targeted millions of MAGA Republicans, stating they represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. "MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution," he said. "They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country," he went on to add. The Senate Minority Leader's counterpart in the House, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, spoke ahead of Biden's speech after prepared remarks began to circulate. "When the president speaks tonight, the first lines out of his mouth should be to apologize for slandering tens of millions of Americans as fascists. President Biden wants to talk about the soul of the nation. He will declare only, 'Dems, hold the moral upper hand.' He, along with a myriad of other Republican politicians, candidates, and public figures, responded to Biden immediately after the speech, with many pointing out the jaw-dropping optics and rhetoric." While McConnell has not commented on Biden's speech, he also lagged in remarking on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's unprecedented raid of former President Donald J. Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida, last month. Per The Hill, he called for a thorough and immediate explanation of the raid on August 10, a day after refusing to comment on the August 8 search and catching heat from conservatives. "Attorney General Garland and the Department of Justice should already have provided answers to the American people and must do so immediately," he added. Laura Ingraham, the host of Fox News's Ingraham Angle, blasted McConnell's response as limp and late. While he waited days to speak on the matter, even disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, expressed concerns about the raid by the next morning.